John, thanks for doing this today. We really appreciate it. So what we're trying to do here today is create a series of discussions with leaders in sports and live action events and marketing and hospitality to talk about the future of meetings and really for us to learn from experts in other fields and other live event fields about how they're thinking about engaging customers in this kind of post-pandemic world.
Sure, Dave. Well, thanks for having me today. I appreciate it. And it's been quite a journey for me. I was able to start a Fortune 500 company from my credit cards. I had $250,000 of credit card debt because I had applied for every credit card I could while I was working. And when I lost my job, I was stunned to see that I had that much credit card debt availability. So I turned that into a Fortune 500 company. So our stock, which was called US Office Products, ended up becoming a Wall Street darling. And I used the proceeds from the sale of US Office Products to join a guy named Ted Leonsis to buy the Washington Caps and the Washington Wizards. And that was a terrific experience and one that really informs me today because Ted was so far ahead of time in his thoughts about how technology could transform sports. And he basically predicted most of the things that have happened the last 20 years in sports and entertainment. So a great mentorship with him. And then I eventually sold to try to buy my own team. I teamed up with my high school chum, Scott Malkin, and were able to purchase over time the New York Islanders. And not only did we buy the team, but we got permission to build a wonderful new third generation facility for our fans at Belmont Park. And so we're on that journey of trying to win a fifth cup for the Islander fans and also give them a tremendous home.
Well, that's amazing. What a great story. Hockey's trying to restart again here in the coming weeks with a Stanley Cup playoff, and you guys are in it. That's got to be exciting to you. So tell us a little bit about how that came to be. And I know they're trying to restart the season without fans. Was there a consideration of having some sort of fan engagement or fan experience?
And as I think about my position as an owner, I really feel like I'm a steward of the franchise, that teams are not really owned by owners, they're owned by the fans. And I think of the fans as our shareholders. We've made it a point to be very active on social media to engage with the fans. During the height of the pandemic, we put together a series of events that fans could experience at home. So everything from interviews, exclusive interviews with players, management, and the like, but also games, things that families could do together. Trying to engage fans in the history, tradition, and the current team at the New York Islanders. And I think now we're really working to get everybody excited about the next chapter, which is the playoffs. And I'm very encouraged by what I see being done overseas with technology. So one of the things that I'm hoping the NHL, which is really in charge of the playoffs, not the individual teams, but I'm hoping the NHL will embrace some of that technology. For example, Dave, there's an app where fans can log in en masse on an app, and by tapping various things on the app, they can scream for their team, they can boo the other team, they can shout players' names, and that will be broadcast into the building so that the players actually hear their fans cheering for them. And that's been done over in soccer in Europe, and the players have reacted to it extremely well. So I'm hoping that with the arena, of course, it's an inside arena versus an outside stadium. We're hoping that that technology can be adapted, but only if the NHL commissioner's office feels it's appropriate.
What interesting technology and a great example of how to engage fans in the new normal, it seems. I'm curious if you have any thoughts or examples of other companies kind of outside of the hockey arena who you would think are kind of great examples of how they're engaging with customers in the new normal.
I think about Spotify and the fact that Spotify has gone very heavily now into podcasting. I think people who are sheltering in place, people who are looking for intellectual curiosity and intellectual stimulation, the podcast market provides that. And I think Spotify is being rewarded in the stock market for that engagement. When you think about Zoom, you think about DocuSign, you think about companies that are enabling people to work in place. The so-called stay-at-home companies have been doing a great job. In the meantime, I think that there's been a high level of engagement from consumer retail trying to keep in touch with the customer, again, trying to use creative ways to do that. In the hotel and hospitality industry, which I know is a focus for you, I think it's terrific the way those companies have stayed in touch, whether it's the airlines giving perennial updates via email and social and digital on safety, on what they're doing to keep consumers who are flying safe, to hotels saying, hey, we're back, we're opening, and here's what we're doing, and here's how we're going to protect you. But at the same time, protecting you, we're going to give you a world-class experience, and you should come back and visit us again. In essence, we're your family. And I think this whole emphasis on family, the companies that understand that we all are in this together, at the New York Islanders, our logo is United as One. And that really means a lot to us because we're trying to recognize first responders. We're trying to recognize frontline healthcare workers. We're trying to say thank you. We are United as One with you. And I think companies and brands that do that will emerge even stronger, having a bigger, tighter bond with their customers.
And what do you make of the openings of cities like Las Vegas and Orlando? And I know the NHL is looking to play the playoffs in a couple of key cities. What are your thoughts on how they're opening and how people are coming together in those cities?
Right. Well, you know, I'm not a health expert, and I don't think the final decision has been made yet on which NHL cities or cities will be picked to host the NHL. I think that's forthcoming shortly. But at the same time, I think cities that are reopening have to first and foremost think about the health and safety of all the different participants. So in the NHL, we have a great commissioner, and really the league and the teams are putting the health and safety of its players, fans, and employees ahead of everything else. I think that's what needs to be done here during these unprecedented times. We have to take our time. We have to understand the science. We have to understand what's going on in each individual market. And then we have to rely on public health officials, politicians, and the community leaders. And I think all three have to really be in concert to determine when a community should reopen. I'm very heartened by what Governor Cuomo has done in New York. I was honored to be picked on his advisory task force for reopening New York. And I think that Governor Cuomo has said several times, you have to follow the science. And I think the ability to go phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four is terrific because it's not immutable. In other words, if you go from phase one to phase two and something is happening in the community that changes the feeling, you can take that step back to phase one. If you're making progress, you can move on to phase three. But I think all of us have a responsibility in these unprecedented times to do the right thing. I try to hold my spirit high. I wear a mask when I'm outside because that's what we're doing in New York. So again, we're in it together. We have to be united as one, and we have to move forward as a community, recognizing that by wearing a mask, we're helping our fellow citizen.
And one last question for you. What lessons do you think we in the meetings industry can take or learn from how professional sports are returning to action?
Yeah, I think that, you know, look, the American economy is the envy of the world, and we need to restart it, but we have to restart it understanding what we're facing. And I think we have to think about the statistics that go with the science. And I think the meeting and hospitality industry is set up to do just that. I think what I've been impressed, because I have done some travel during this period, I've stayed at hotels. Number one, the absolute positive can-do attitude of people working in hospitality. Even though they're facing the same challenges all of us do, they have to work to reassure us that everything is going to be okay. And so having that mental attitude, having that positivity towards the task at hand is crucial, I think, to the success of reopening. You know, when we have a hockey game, I'm amazed at the number of fans who come from the other cities to New York to root for their team and, of course, to enjoy New York. And that's not going to be there unless we have everybody pulling the oar in the same direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comments, John. Thank you so much. And I want to thank you again for spending some time with us for this interesting conversation about the future of meetings and the future of events. And I wish the Islanders luck in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Dave, good luck to you, and thank you for having me.